Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
While there are plenty of disagreements between Governor Newsom and President Trump, their approaches to crime and homelessness aren't as distant as you might think. We're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil, as much as we hear about the rivalries between Newsom and Trump, talk about their similarities.
Well, it's interesting to note that Gavin Newsom over the years actually in some ways was ahead of Donald Trump when it came to trying to solve the crime problems in the various communities in the California. For example, I mean, Gavin Newsom sent in the California Highway Patrol to Oakland over the objections of some of the local leaders saying that it was a too stringent military move and actually, you know, helped reduce the crime there and won a lot of praise as a result of it. He also sent them down to Los Angeles. And he used the National Guard before Trump even thought of it to aid in trying to patrol the border, keep drugs out of California, and even assist in retail crime crackdowns by using some of the intelligence gathering and computer skills that the National Guard had to offer in conjunction with local law enforcement. The difference big between Trump and Newsom is that, as Newsom likes to say, I work with people. Trump works against them. I work for people. I do things for people. Trump does things to them.
Well, Donald Trump is the president. We think Gavin Newsom would like to be the president. Is he shifting perhaps more left center to make himself more attractive to voters across all party lines?
You're such a cynic. But you're absolutely right as well. You know, Gavin Newsom rode into office as governor, a big supporter of what we were calling, you know, reformed judicial systems and progressive. He was a big force behind Proposition 47, which said that the minimum you could charge somebody seriously for shoplifting was $950. And they said that just, you know, opened the floodgates for crime in California. And it did. It became an increasing embarrassment. And Gavin Newsom, if nothing else, is sensitive to whatever the public's thinking here in the California and in the nation. So, yes, some of his was in response to what he had laid the groundwork for. And these were some of the unintentional consequences of a rise in crime. So, yes, he was trying to correct it. At the same time, he's still playing a tug of war between California's interest, which at the legislative level is very progressive. They don't want to put anybody behind bars. And the public, which wants a crackdown. So, yes, both are politicians. Both are seeking public favor, but they're playing on different stages.
All right, Phil, thank you. That's our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. He will be back this afternoon at 5:50 with Margie Schaefer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.